Hi, welcome back to the Chasing Tone podcast. Max is on his phone. I'm Travis.
I'm Max.
I'm Brian.
No, you're supposed to say, I'm on my phone.
I'm off my phone.
He's off his phone.
Jerk.
No. That's like you're important. You're busy. You're like, oh, hold on.
Yeah, in a minute. Give me a second.
Yeah.
More important things to do, monkey.
So let's jump right into it, unless you got anything.
I don't jump.
Well, here we go.
It's the same with running. I don't do either one of those. That's why I don't play basketball or pole vault.
Or any sport.
Or long jump.
Or any sport.
Yeah, it's true. Well, I was good at football.
Yeah. Well,
and discus.
A discus. Is that really a sport?
It is.
I know.
It's basically like a frisbee, but really heavy. Or a shot put, which is like throwing a cannonball.
So you're like Nevin.
But cooler.
Nevin plays.
And older.
Yeah, Nevin. Nevin is into this ultimate frisbee.
Nevin is our
video intern.
Video. Wait, is he an intern? No, he's not an intern. He's
he'll
just an employee,
be an intern,
right?
Oh, he'll always be an employee.
He's like, he's a high school kid that's basically using this as a catapult to get a real job.
Okay, yeah,
because
he doesn't want to end up like a bunch of musicians on a podcast.
Yeah, he's like, yeah, I'm not being like you guys.
Attaboy. But he's really into the ultimate frisbee, and he's always making these videos on his Instagram.
He calls it ultimate.
Yeah. He just paraphrases hashtag ultimate. Right.
Right.
But which used to be
I just call it frizz.
That used to be a sandwich at Dairy Queen. Oh my dad, it was so good. but anyway, so he calls it ultimate, and he's always doing these trick shots with his frisbee. So he's like throwing it over his shoulder into a basketball goal, and he edits the video with music, and it's really funny.
Yeah.
So I always tell him, you know, dude, I could do it, and I try to convince him that I'm serious, like. So I always write, set it up.
Right.
So every time, if you see anything on Nevin's page about Ultimate Frisbee, it always says, hashtag set it up.
I see that.
That's what it's from.
I was around when Hasbro invented the Frisbee.
They didn't invent it. It actually came from a pie plate.
You came from a pie plate.
I'm going to skip that one. I'm going to skip that one because we kind of all did. But anyway, so it's like a pie plate that says Frisbee. Oh, now you're getting it.
Wait till
you hear it back. You'll be like, oh, okay, it's not funny, but I get it. So,
hey, big shout out to PGS.
Yeah, Pro Guitar Shop. If you're in the industry, if you're in the biz, you call it PGS.
Yeah, sorry. ProGuitarShop.com.
ProGuitarShop.com for all your awesome demos.
Bought a pedal.
What'd you buy?
I think I bought a tuner. No? What did I buy? Oh, I bought the Ditto. Yeah, the TC Electronics.
The small one or the big one?
The small one.
Nice.
Yep, so I bought that. And then I guess they're fans of the podcast. So they're like, they sent us three shirts.
Nice.
And a note that said, we likes your podcasts.
Who's this?
Pro Guitar Shop.
Pro Guitar Shop.
See,
I get
cool shirts, but they're either too big or too small.
Yeah. This one's just right.
The one from PGS is a little too big, but then we had a guy that makes t-shirts. Sam sent us some shirts, and they're a little too... Mine's a little too small. Yeah, we'll have to throw up on the screen. We'll throw up on the screen. There it is. See? Check it out. So there's me, and it attached to the text I sent Travis's picture, it said, Richard, what's wrong? And as Bob Johnson, our video editor,
Bojo,
if you will, as we call him here, said it looks like a pumpkin trying to get out of a sock. Fantastic. So Bojo considered that stolen, sir.
Pumpkin trying to get out of a sock.
The shirt was a little snug. I'm really not that fat. The camera adds 50 pounds.
And that's an iPhone camera, too.
That's a wide angle lens.
I think it's basically just anything that snaps a photo of me captures, you know, an extra 15 pounds. But it also has, he said it's funny because you're fat.
It's not fat.
But lucky for me, it also makes your hair look amazing. Wait a minute. That's just the way it looks.
Get my fans going.
Wait. Okay, I just blew a fan on the microphone, so that probably sounded terrible.
Probably like...
Okay, so a lot of good stuff. I really don't know where to start. Here's a really simple one. It's addressed to me, but I think it's to everybody. It says, Travis, what are your guys' thoughts on offset guitars such as Jazzmasters and Jaguars? Would you ever buy one? The Don Gross Electrojet, come
hands
on.
Hands down. Yeah.
If you don't, awesome. Have you ever seen this guitar?
No.
It's an offset guitar.
It's sexy.
Oh, man.
It's just cool.
I think if I had one, I'd probably round the back, maybe around the top corner.
Just
the
one
bottom.
Side.
Yeah. The
make
other
it
side.
A Telecaster. Is that
right? Make it into a Telecaster.
Then you put a bender in, and then I had to
put a G bender in it. Call it a day. You know?
But no, that's one. Don't get me wrong. I love the Jazz Masters. I love all that stuff. It's great. Mm. They're great. And
I actually thought about getting one because I don't have anything like that.
Yeah, I played a Mexican one that was really nice, but I actually drove. Okay, you know those guitar geeks that will drive to the ends of the earth to go play an amp or a guitar or a pedal that your local store doesn't carry? That's me.
Yeah.
I've driven to Chicago, which is, 4.5 hours?
That's more than me, but I've driven to Kentucky before to look at an amp or something.
Yeah, I drove to, there's a place in Cincinnati, and it would be way better if I knew the name of the place. But
I love that place.
Yeah, but there's a place in Cincinnati that carries Grosch guitars, Han mm-hmm. guitars, which are incredible. Mm-hmm. H-A-H-N, I don't know if you know them. Han guitars are incredible. But I drove all the way there to play an Electrojet. So, yes, I would definitely buy one.
That's true.
Yeah, because I was going to buy one, and I had to figure out if I wanted two humbuckers or two P90s. And P90s. The P90s just, they breathed.
I need some P90s.
Breath. You do need some P90s.
I don't have anything with P90s. See, I need a couple different guitars. I need some different pickups.
See, I see your wife.
Telecasters.
I see your wife off screen.
Giving me
the
look.
And she's giving you the eye because
and the
you're
finger.
Saying you want to. No, not the finger. She's not giving the finger. But because you're saying you want to buy all this gear.
I'm just going to buy the cheap versions.
People give these to me.
Hashtag write off.
Hashtag divorce.
Oh, you don't drop the D word, bro.
I traded a pedal for it, honey. I swear.
Yeah,
just one pedal.
One pedal for this $4,000 guitar. But so that's my. I mean, I know you like the Electrojets a lot. What was that one? Is it the Tornado? Not Tornado, but the Tornado. I think it's a Fender guitar.
That was a car made by Oldsmobile back in the 80s.
That's Torino. But anyways, I think it's the Tornado. You know Josh Clark?
Yeah.
Yeah, that guitar he played. It's a Fender Tornado, I think.
I haven't played one yet.
Yeah, but I think that's a real thing.
What is Daniel? Daniel of WGS has a cool one. It's like a...
I think he made that. Like
it's like a Telecaster / Jaguar.
Yeah, but it's cool. It's an offset guitar. You know, the yellow one?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. He tunes to like new standard tuning or something.
It's like... 438 instead of 440 or something.
No. It's like, I think the low notes is C or something.
Oh, gotcha.
It's better than the old standard.
So, sorry, I'm getting text messages because I'm so popular.
Who's more important now, Monkey?
Yeah, right. The offset guitars thing, I dig them. I don't know. I've never had one.
So you can send us three and we'll play them.
Exactly. Yeah, Pro Guitar
we'll
Shop.
Let you know.
We
gave you t-shirts. Don't push your luck.
No, Brian's like, well, let's see. They gave us a t-shirt. That's the same as a guitar. Just send us a guitar.
I'll send you my 3X back. No, I'm joking.
Yeah. But no, yeah. Throw that picture of Max back up on the screen.
Whoosh.
That's awesome. Yeah. Now those who are listening have to watch the YouTube.
If you don't laugh, you have no soul. I'm kind of funny.
Okay, let's see here. This one is for Brian. You said this was probably just going to be a really quick one, but
super easy.
Derek Evans. Oh, that was Zach Connor that asked about the offset guitars. But Derek Evans. I was wondering if you had a compressor on at the beginning of the chain. Wouldn't the compressor make turning down the volume knob on the guitar kind of useless? Wouldn't it just bring the guitar volume up or down? Maybe I'm not getting something, but my compressor seems to do that. Can this be helped?
Yeah, it's kind of part of what compressors do.
That's what I was going
to
say.
So, I mean, that's why we use a blend knob to get more dynamics
right.
on our compressor. If you have a compressor that doesn't do that, then it may very well try to bring up that volume mm-hmm. To be at, you know.
And that's the thing, too. I've noticed, like in the studio, there's a type of compressor called I think Imperial Labs makes it. It's mm-hmm. called the Distressor.
Mm-hmm.
It's incredible. Yep. But that's the first compressor I ever really got to play around with that was just on another level.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And that was the first time that I noticed, wow, when I use my volume knob on the guitar, it actually still works.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but keep in mind, that was before I really tried compression.
Right.
And that being said, that's why I said it's a question for Brian is I really don't use compression.
And I've had a couple people ask me, why doesn't Travis use a compressor?
And a lot of that is because I use two dirt boxes going into each other. Mm-hmm. And I almost all have one on always because I'm not fortunate enough to be able to play with an amp on 7 or 8 all the time.
Right.
You know, and if you do, it's a Princeton, and then you just lose that, you know? Mm-hmm. I don't know. Like, I wish I had, like, a 20-watt amp, like a Marshall-style amp that I could just peg.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, but then you're still getting compression when you add dirt in front of it. So
I think I use compression to cheat more than anything. Like, whenever you're playing something fast, and I know that I'm sloppy, so I just kick on a compressor, and it makes everything sound fluid.
I don't know. I don't have that effect, but, I mean... You always sound like that, even without a compressor.
You always sound sloppy.
No. You always sound fluid because you do the open string thing real well. You know what I mean?
I do it, but I wouldn't
say it well. Okay, well, I'll say this because you won't accept the compliment. From somebody that...
No.
From somebody that can't / doesn't do that, when I hear you do that, it sounds really good.
Oh, okay.
See what I'm saying?
Sure.
So, like, it's just out of my wheelhouse or whatever. Speaking of wheelhouse... Not even going there. But
I think we should release that.
Why wouldn't you? I mean,
you know,
I love mine.
It's been around forever.
I'm gonna call it something different though.
Yeah. Oh well. Yeah. I know. But
probably like Tire House or something.
Tire House.
Yeah.
Tire Barn.
But make sure it's British. Make sure it's TYRE.
That's a good idea.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's not a good idea.
It's you're right.
I should call it the Hairstortion. Just. Because it's not a distortion, that's nothing to do with it. But
well, people will want it, that's for sure. Okay, so this guy, Mike Carlson, he just basically sent us a bunch of hashtags.
It's true, it's great.
It said hashtag basic pedal board questions. By the way, Mike, thank you for capitalizing each new word in these hashtags, because the one where he says volume pedal or tuner or bypass when switching guitars, that would have been really hard to decipher. So, man, I say we just kind of go down the list,
sure.
Right? Okay, do power supplies make a difference?
Yeah, I mean, a good one versus like a real cheap one. Well, let me take that back. Like, if you're using like one with isolated output, like the Voodoo right. Labs or, you know, one of the ones you guys like to use,
mm-hmm.
That's a lot different than like your basic, you know, $20 plug into the wall adapter, you know?
Right.
Especially when you're daisy chaining a bunch of pedals together.
Right.
So you can get more noise and signal chain whenever you're daisy chaining a bunch of stuff together. So, right. I mean, that, you know, from that standpoint, then, yeah, it matters quite a bit. From brand to brand, I think most of them pretty much do a lot of the same sort of things.
Right. And you know? I don't know. I mean, like you said, the only thing that really, and Max said this in the beginning, said really the only thing that really matters to him is isolation, right?
Yeah. Exactly, yeah. Just some DC brick stuff, especially if you're starting running digital and analog together.
Yeah,
and that's what I was going to ask you, because you recently switched from a DC brick to the fuel tank, right?
I did, yeah.
So have you noticed anything?
Not a single thing. They're pretty cool. It's a lot different DC brick. The cool thing about DC brick, if you're using it's basically just a glorified daisy chain. If you're using like all analog pedals, it's great. As soon as I start throwing a digital delay in it, you'd start hearing like a pop with a delay. Pop. Pop,
okay, so
pop,
you have noticed something then.
Yeah, yeah. It's only with digital pedals and analog mix. But with a fuel tank, I have no issues with
That's great.
So. I'm not a big fan of daisy chaining digital analog pedals at all. Or, you know, I don't want to daisy chain digital pedals together either.
Right.
Because you can get a lot of noise in doing that as well. So I try to run, well, Max knows this, try to run every digital pedal. Every pedal that has a digital chip in it with its own isolated output.
Mm-hmm.
So that means if you're using a digital component to turn things on or off, it might be a good idea.
Possibly. I got something I want to add. This is nerd stuff. So, and I kind of want it clarified, because a lot of people, they know 9-volt negative center pin DC. They know that, right?
Okay.
You know,
mm-hmm.
But I don't think a lot of people understand the power draw. So for instance, there's two things, and number one, I'll start this and tell me if I'm wrong or right. So let's say you have a 1,000 milliamp or a 1 amp, mm-hmm. right?
Mm-hmm.
So you have a 1 amp power supply.
Okay.
Does that mean 10 pedals that draw 10 amps or 100 amps? can come off of that? Or no, how's that
if you have a 1 amp power supply, you can't run.
Or not? I mean milliamps. I'm sorry. No. So does that mean 10? Does the numbers? The numbers.
We do the math on that right. Real quick, but no. Yeah, that doesn't work no. out.
Okay, so if you have a 1 amp power supply, uh-huh. can 10 pedals that pull 100 milliamps run off of it? Okay, let's
probably,
not say 10.
Probably
amps.
Mathematically, maybe. Like but it's kind of pretty close. I probably would.
But that's the theory, I guess, what I'm saying.
Yeah, I mean.
And another thing.
But I mean, those milliamps, it may change a little bit from pedal to pedal.
Right, you know? Right.
So. But,
I guess what I'm getting at there, too, is the second part. So,
or that may not be exact. Sorry, I keep interrupting.
Oh, no, you're fine.
It may not be exactly 1,000 right. milliamps on that particular,
exactly.
you know. There's fluctuations with everything.
Right. So. There's tolerances. But yeah. I guess where I'm getting with that is, from what I understand, and I didn't realize this, and maybe, you know, I'm the minority here, but I didn't realize, like, let's say, you know, I'm making this up, so please don't try to check me, but let's say the Clarksdale draws...
23 milliamps.
Is it 23? Okay, let's say it draws 23 milliamps. Mm-hmm. So if you have it on a 1 amp power supply, it's still only drawing.
It's not going to use more.
Right.
Like you could have a power supply that like 100 amps.
I know. A lot of people think that that's going to blow it. You know what I mean? They'll think, well, I'm sending all these milliamps to this pedal.
No.
You see what I'm saying?
It just takes what it needs.
It's like having this
gigantic... huge bowl full of biscuits and gravy, and it just eats
one go on.
one biscuit. It just eats one biscuit.
Why would it do that?
But we should demonstrate that.
We did in the break room just before this.
Now that I said 23 milliamps, I can't remember if it was 23 or 17.
Yes,
don't Google fact it, check monkey.
Probably both.
Google it, monkey.
It's both.
There's it depends on the day. Yeah, it depends on the temperature of the stage.
It's somewhere between 0 and 100.
Right.
Does it power on? Yeah, okay, it works.
Not necessarily, because if you put the wrong... Never mind.
Yeah, then you'll burn it out.
And I've said this many times before, but one of my favorite Wamplerisms is, hey, Brian, this guy put, you know, AC through his reverb pedal, man. Is there anything we could do with him? Yeah, just thank him for his purchase of a new Fosse Reverb. Of course, we don't team up, but yeah.
Sarcasm.
It's totally sarcasm, but it just cracked me up.
Always check to make sure what type of power your pedal uses.
Yeah.
I've done that before. You have a Line 6. And not even all the Line 6s, but you have a power supply that goes to something else, but it's mm-hmm. still that shape. Mm-hmm. And, you know, you unplug one pedal, stick a new one in.
I think everybody's done it.
I almost did it to my Rotosphere.
Yeah. You've never done it?
I've done it.
Almost done it.
Yeah.
I've done it.
Speaking of which, I need to send my Fosse Spring Reverb in for repair.
You let Flat Factory smoke out of it that way.
Actually, no. For some reason, it just stopped working. I didn't plug the wrong power supply into it. For some reason, it just stopped working.
It's probably our shoddy customer service.
No, yeah. I just haven't done anything about it. I need to do something about it.
You should call into the office and see if Max can fix that.
Right. I should. Call from a number that he won't.
Call from the office. I'll give Travis.
It's Craig Biffle-Wall. Got some problem with my reverb. It's not reverberating the way it should.
Reverberating.
I just want to know if I can get a little bit more reverberation out of this reverb pedal, because it's not reverberating at all.
I think I broke some of the springs inside. Anywhere you guys can replace those.
Yeah.
Is it all analog? No, so we can't fit the springs in there.
That's really all I have to add about power supplies. But,
yeah.
But you know, that's the main thing, is they only draw what they need.
Mm-hmm.
Because I think a lot of people will look at, you know, because let's face it, like I said, we've all done that. We've all grabbed a random power supply and be mm-hmm. like, will this work?
Or hope it works. Like,
exactly.
This
exactly.
is Black and Decker, but
yeah.
Right? Hope it works.
But I used to think that. I used to think, oh man, it says, you know, 2,500 milliamps. If I put that up here, it's going to blow it.
Yeah.
You know, it doesn't work that way. As long as it's 9 volt, negative center pin, DC.
Yes.
Right. Okay.
DC, negative center tip, please.
Yeah, right.
Nothing else.
So here's one. Max, I'll let you take this one. Hashtag, everyone's hashtag. Hashtag favorite custom pedal board maker.
Blackbird pedal boards.
Shkabang.
Well, there's two. Blackbird or Hebert. Bob Hebert builds a kind of cool one. He builds all our show boards, but Blackbird's been exceptionally good to me. Mm-hmm. And they make a really light pedal board. It's like really reasonably priced.
And they come with a hard shell case.
And a flight case with it, yeah.
There's a couple of them. Temple's a good one.
Salvage.
Yeah.
Salvage is great. The problem is there's so many. It's just like the pedal thing, man. There's so many doing great work.
Yeah.
So what I tend to do is, you know, customer loyalty or brand loyalty. Basically, I go to where the people are cool. And so far, that's been Blackbird for me. And then Daniel from Salvage. Mm-hmm. You know, those guys.
Daniel's funny.
Yeah. So
he wears unicorn shirts.
Yeah, he does wear unicorn and he loves cats. But
true story.
Yeah. So anyway, those are probably my favorite. Mm-hmm. I'm trying to think if any of them. And of course, pedal train, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, pedal train.
That's what I have. I have a pedal train.
That's what I use Bob Hebert stuff and I use the pedal train.
Yeah. Yeah. Bob does make some good stuff.
He'll do whatever you want. He sent some awesome, and I mean that like in a literal sense, not like totally awesome, dude. Like seriously awesome pedal boards out to Charles Whitfield.
Really?
Yep.
Nice.
I'm not sure if like Charles is like got customers that want some or whatever, but he was explaining it to me, and it like mint green with this going on. It's got this, and you got that.
Yeah,
and
it's nice.
Like bang, and it's like bow, and
nice.
Yeah,
boom,
and then boom.
Bing, and then the bow, then the boom.
You know, I don't know what that accent so, was.
I don't know.
It's kind of like you're making meatballs or something.
Yeah, Italian.
Go
not
on.
Italian. I go not Italian food.
Oh.
Italian ice.
Italian ice.
Yeah, it's ice cream, kind of.
You've had Italian ice, haven't you?
You've had Italian ice.
I haven't had Italian ice.
What?
You're a food connoisseur. Ice with the spice.
Was that a fat joke?
Yeah. Huh?
I kind of swore food because I'm fat?
Yes. No. Although
up?
I did
what's
say.
What's up, kettle?
I did say, what's up, pot? But I did say something mean to Max one time, and I still feel bad about this. We were walking. And it was at JCPenney. We were Christmas shopping for our spouses.
Because we're musicians and have no money.
Exactly. We wait till the last minute. But we're walking in the mall or whatever, and he said, you see something. He's like, oh, I used to have one of those when I was little. I looked at him and go, when were you little?
He goes, when were you ever little?
And I don't, because you're 6'3" or whatever.
Yeah.
That's the
then
thing.
Then he immediately felt bad, and I didn't take it that way. But
he still let me feel bad.
No, I only bring it up once every Christmas.
Yeah. Thanks. So that's been like 7 or 8 Christmases now. Hey, I think we should be even after that duck.
The duck?
The duck last Christmas. Or the Christmas before last.
The one your wife made?
Yeah.
I love your wife.
Huh? Easy. Whatever.
Well, for food.
For food.
Well, in general, she's a good person.
Yeah. Oh, she's great.
Especially her enchiladas.
Yeah. Although, dude, her fajitas are better, but we'll talk about that later. So, hashtag wireless unit at amp or on pedal board. Hashtag multiple cable runs. Mine, I use the G30. So I just keep mine right on my board, the Line 6 G30. Mm-hmm.
It's fairly small?
It's pedal sized.
Is it?
Okay. Yeah, it's pedal sized. And I just like it that way because it's one less thing to have to hook up.
I like to make my own pedal board with just the old school great big.
Right, yeah.
In fact, I just set it
on top of your amp.
Oh, yeah. It's only got its own pedal board. No, I don't use wireless, so.
Yeah, I do on certain gigs, but I always keep it on the board. You know, just because I don't want to plug something else in the back of my amp and then run cables, like you said, the long cable run.
The gigs I'm at, I'm like 3 feet in front of my amp, and I have maybe a foot in front of me to the monitor, so
right.
Where am I going to go?
Or on an analog wireless system.
analog wireless. Actually, there is analog wireless.
Mm-hmm.
UHF, yeah. Come on.
It's in black and white.
Come on.
I'm so confused. What's UHF?
It's a movie starring Weird Al Yankovic.
I still need to see that.
You get to spin the wheel of fish. You get to drink from the fire hose. Nothing? Badgers? We don't need no stinking badgers. You have to watch UHF.
I'll have to watch it.
It's got Kramer in it. Yeah, he's Stanley Spadowski or something like that. Isn't that his name?
That's
great.
Awesome.
Yeah. Oh, man. But so that's pretty easy. Yeah, I'm not gonna. That one's too easy. Okay, what's on your pedal board? Hashtag what's on your pedal board? So mine kind of depends on which day of the week I've turned into Brian Wampler.
Yeah.
So I'll let you take that. I know we've talked about it before, but go ahead.
Oh, my pedal board right now is 2 prototype Velvet Fuzzes.
Come on,
Velvet. I would call it Velvet Deluxe.
Velvet Fi. Plural.
Velvi,
Velvi,
Velvi, maybe.
Velvi.
And then I also have another fuzz that would be a prototype. And then I have a PlexiDrive Deluxe. And I have a Fotape Echo. And a tuna.
Tuna.
A tuna fish.
I actually, you're going to be mad at me, but I've been trying different pedals out because I never get to try different stuff. But I don't have very many Wamplers on there right now.
You didn't before.
Huh? Yeah, I do. Yes, I do.
I'm teasing you.
But I have.
I like prototypes, man. I like taking prototypes.
What? Oh, yeah. That's the thing. And to me,
I like prototypes too.
Because it's new. You know what I mean? It's something new. And my thing is I just bought, you know, that Archer, and then I got that that big muff, the Russian one or whatever. Mm-hmm. So I put that on there. But that kicked a love pedal off the board, the Archer did. So
which love pedal was it? Eternity,
yeah. Remember that time they tried to take something like a knife and scrape off the number on the op amp, and we could still tell what it was because the guy that scraped it off didn't scrape it off as well enough?
On your Eternity?
Yeah.
You did? I don't remember that.
Yeah. We opened it up and looked at it, and we were like, what are all these scuff marks on this op amp? Nerds. And you could tell somebody like tried to
I think Sean was saying, or something, I guess it was Sean, was saying them for a while.
Maybe that's what it was. But yeah. But you could tell it had been like tampered with. You could still tell what it was.
Yeah. I mean, there was a time like in the, when, I don't know, I guess the DIY era, where like love pedal and a lot of guys were actually sanding off the numbers, and maybe they still are. I don't know.
Okay. Dude, can I tell my Klon Instagram story? Come on.
If you want to.
Okay, it's funny. It's a total joke, but I'm sorry. This was one of the times where I wrote something. I'm like, oh, man, that's funny. So if you follow Klon, it's at Klon Centaur. If you follow that page on Instagram, they just posted the guts of the number one, 001, the very first Klon Centaur. And most of you listening will know that, you know, the goop.
Right. Those were all gooped and with black epoxy.
Yeah. So basically, if you don't know what goop is.
Yeah, it's just black epoxy. You can't see anything.
Yeah, they cover the circuit with it.
Right.
So
looks like tar.
Yeah. So hopefully your pedal never fails and hopefully it never needs repaired. But anyways, you know, so I wrote on there. I said, man, looks like you spilled something on the circuit. Bummer. Those could be worth a lot of money. That's funny. Hashtag funny. FUNKNEE. Funny.
Funky.
No, funny. Oh, yeah, I guess it kind of is. Funk-ny. Yeah. Yeah. Very nice. Yeah. Whatever. I'm still use it. Hashtag funny. All right. So yeah, that was a good one.
Yeah, good.
We got through
cool.
a lot of stuff there.
Mike Carlson.
Yeah. So
Carlson.
I'd like to hear you know, your guys' thoughts and comments on all this stuff.
Did you ask Max about what's on his board?
What's on your board, cuz?
I said real quietly, like, that my board's pretty cool.
Did you?
Yeah, so he's paying attention. Listen back or something.
I'll turn that up in the mix, everybody. Wait, I do got to say something. What was that one podcast? But somebody said something like meet and greet. And then Max goes, I never noticed it until I listened back. Max goes, I gave Duke some laughing. He goes, meat. And it's like quiet in the mic. So, and I heard it when I was listening back when I was editing it. And it, you and I missed it, you know, which I think actually made it funnier. Is that what it was? It was meat.
Yeah.
Meat. Yeah. He goes, meat. So, what's on your board?
No, right now I got a. Sometimes we're in a wall, sometimes I don't. I run into a TC Polytune 2, the mini one, and then into an Earthquaker of the Depths, and then into the Velvet Fuzz. Then into the JHS Morning Glory, into
Fuzz First?
Fuzz First, yeah. Mm. And then I use the Morning Glory into the pedal you guys got me for my wedding. The two tube screwers closure.
Which is kinda two Clarksdales.
Yeah, it's like two modified Clarksdales, yeah. And then from there I go into Wampler Prototype Delay, the wheelhouse, if you will.
Oh yeah, the Skyline Wheelhouse. The
whatever you want to call it.
Skyhouse Wheelline.
And then into Hughes and Kettner Rotosphere. Then
nice. To the so end. I don't want to hear it. I got just as many Wampler pedals on my board. I got the Clarksdale and the Fotape Echo.
Mm-hmm.
And the Velvet Fuzz is always a staple, but I just took it off to try the muff. You know what I mean? But don't get me wrong, the big muff's really cool. But for what I play, I just like the Velvet Fuzz better.
Yeah, I love the Velvet Fuzz.
And of course, I'm going to be a little biased toward it because that was like the fuzz sound I heard in my head, and Brian made it happen. So yeah, it's like
it happened to me too. No, I didn't. I think last podcast too, you guys were talking about. I did the same thing. You guys were talking about. You're like, yeah, we went through that. You've been through that process with me, Travis. I'm like, yeah, I never went through the process. That's gonna be awesome. One day.
Just well, here's the thing. Like, I'm not trying to be rude, but come to him with something unique.
He'd be like, you know what I mean? You know what you should do is like this clean boost type of thing. It's got this really good mid range, and you just barely turn it up. Like, that's a Klon. Yeah, yeah. That's basically what I'm saying.
But like, you know, I came to him and said, "Dude, there's a fuzz tone I've never heard. It's in my head, but I've never got it." You know.
So I had the double tube screamer, but now I have one. So.
You didn't make your thumbs down. There it is. All right. And then I'm glad that's your microphone and not mine.
But so if, smells you guys, like spit.
If you guys have any questions or comments, please leave them in the YouTube comments if you're watching the video. If you're listening to it, send them to podcast@wamplerpedals.com. Check us out on Facebook, Chasing Tone Podcast, and Instagram, Chasing Tone Podcast.
And Yik Yak and Yelp.
And Yelp. No Yelp.
No Yelp?
Uh-uh.
We should be on Yelp. Check us out in the Yellow Pages.
Wow. We are old. Hey, remember this?
Exactly. You
remember that?
Yellow Pages. Let your fingers do the walking.
Yeah. Remember that?
Yeah.
What's a phone book?
You know, everybody outside of America would be like, what in the world are these guys talking about?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, Yellow Pages.
Google.
Google Yellow. I think that's still their logos. The fingers
walking. Because, you know, it's only 40 years old. Why update it?
Exactly.
Says the company that has a 10-year-old logo.
Dude, I still get a phone book delivered to me. It goes straight in the trash.
I was going
to
say, my neighbor got one delivered about a year ago, and I think it's still hanging up on his mailbox.
That's Martinsville, Indiana for you, folks.
Come on.
But so one of these days, I'll use it for, you know, kindling.
Yeah. Yeah, it'll probably be all too wet by then.
Waterlogged.
Yeah, waterlogged. Thank you. So, okay. Well, if you guys don't have anything,
No.
I'm dry.
All right. Well, for Max and Brian, I'm Travis. Thanks so much for listening.